It's like your prayers this afternoon. I'd like to share with you some of the Lord's dealings with me. You know, we just passed Christmas time. And the subject that I have that I'd like to share with you is three words: to know Him. So Christmas time is a good time that I would like to know more about Christ. So I want to have a desire and I want to pursue it. So, you know, one thing I'd love to know about Him is, what day was He born on? You'll never find out. As many commentaries as there are, they all end up with, nobody can tell. Says some have tried, said some will have it posted in every month of the year, but nobody can tell. Why was that? You know, it seemed like that's a pretty important thing. In fact, if we were to put the first 30 years of Jesus' life in a book, there wouldn't be much between cover and cover. You see His birth, you see Him at 12 years old, and you hardly hear another thing about Him until He begins His ministry. I love to read books that tell, this person is a child, they did this and they moved on up. We don't find it about Jesus. Why? And then at the same time, I read another verse that said, if all the things that He did were tried to be put in books, the world could not contain the books. So why is that? Do we have anything in the Bible that would hint of why that's possible, how that could be possible? We don't even have the first 30 years of His life hardly recorded. And then here comes somebody saying, if we tried to put all the things that He did in books, it wouldn't be able to contain it. Here's why. You know what? God put into the Bible the things that He saw to be very important to us. And you know, one of the things that He let us find out in the Bible was that Jesus was with Him before the world ever began. So now if you start trying to put into books all the things that He did, He was with the Father during the creation. How many books would take to be written of all the things that we're still finding out about things in space, about things in science, all these things that we're able to find out now, those were things that He brought about. So I think about God. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. So He does put some things in there for us to know about Him, and He's very clear about those. Some of those is, if any man will come after me. You know, He didn't leave that very vague. If we want to follow Him, He gave us some good, clear instruction. Wouldn't even tell us what day He was born on. Nobody recorded it. But He tells us clearly, if you want to follow me, here's what you need to be able to do. So I would like for us to look at some of those this afternoon. Because you know what? I have a desire to know Him. I have a desire to be like Him. So I want to be able to find, where is it in the Scripture? Where can I go? I would like to start with a verse, 1 John 4 and 17. It says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. You know, that would sure be nice on the day of judgment. When I read over in Revelation 20, that throne scene, it says, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. This says it's possible to have boldness in the day of judgment. And here is why. Because as He is, so are we in this world. I looked at the commentary on that. As He is. You know, He gave us a lot of clear instruction of how He was, how He lived His life. Took upon Him the form of a servant, and He showed us those things. This commentary said, as He is, pure, holy, loving, so are we in this world, being saved from our sins and made like to Himself in righteousness and true holiness. No man can contemplate the day of judgment with any comfort or satisfaction, except on this ground, the blood of Christ hath cleansed him from all sin. and he's kept by the power of God through faith to salvation. This will give him boldness in the day of judgment. So I think it's some of the last words in the Bible in Revelations when Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly." You know, I would like to be as he is, so are we in this world, would like to have boldness in the day of judgment. I believe John could have had boldness in the day of judgment. What was his reply? "Even so come, Lord Jesus." You know, I believe he had followed the path that Christ had given him to where he could have confidence to be able to make heaven. You know, there was David in Psalms 27 and 4. He said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after." You know, we have heard in the messages even up until now, there are a lot of distractions that would like to take our focus away from Christ. Take our focus away from knowing more about who he was and who I am to be. If I want to have boldness in the day of judgment, that Lord, I have followed you and I'm ready to meet you. There are verses that say, "Delight thyself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of thine heart." That's possible for us today. Want to know him. Want to know how he would have me to live. "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They'll be filled." I'm thankful for that. There's a song that says, "More about Jesus would I know." You know, this goes farther than I'd just like to find out about his birth date. I'm going to search and search to see if I can figure it out. No, let's let that go. There's something else that he sees more important. He would have given us those things if he wanted to. You know, he gave some very clear things back in the Old Testament. Remember when Herod called in the chief priests and all, when the wise men had come to him, and he said, "Tell me, where is this king to be born?" Did they have to say, "I'm sorry, we don't even know what day he's going to be born"? But you know what they did know clearly? Here's where it's going to be, because it was prophesied way back there. Some of these things are very valuable, and God put them in there to be able to verify Christ's coming. "More about Jesus would I know, more about grace to others show." You know, we just heard about being able to let our light shine. It shines in many different ways, and one of the brightest ways for it to shine is when you've been able to do wrong and you turn the other cheek. And you know what? We don't know when Jesus was born, but we do know what he would like for us to do in times like that. And he gave us an example. "More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me." More about Jesus, let me learn. I'd like to learn more about him. "And more of his holy will discern." To be able to understand what is his will for my life today. You know what? There, he doesn't leave it vague for us in those areas. He lets us know, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." You know, he never made it a promise. We find in the religious world today that it's about health and wealth and prosperity if you follow the Lord many times. If you check out what Jesus said, you hardly find that. Remember the man that told Jesus, "I want to follow you wherever you go." What did Jesus say? "Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his head." And if I want to know more about him, I want to be a follower of him. He posted those things for us to be able to understand. We have seen in the past the little bracelets that are worn sometimes. They had four letters on them, WWJD. What would Jesus do? And you know, for whatever reason anybody wore them, I think it's a good thing to remind people. Whenever I'm about to make a decision, to stop and think, what would Jesus do? To be able to know more about him, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. So then he gives us something very clear also, and it's in Matthew, in the 11th chapter. because he doesn't want us to walk at a distance when we're wanting to know him. He'd like for us to be up close. So he says this, 11 and 28 of Matthew, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And here's how it happens. You know, I want to know him. It's going to be more than me going out to the Greek and taking those and trying to translate them and spending a lot of time in detail of trying to pull up some history. Right here's what I need to do. I need to yoke up with Christ. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls." Is Matthew 11 and 28 only for the sinner? You know, I believe it applies to the Christian also. We've already heard it in the two messages. It's not just the sinner that the call comes to. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." We're in a time where there's a lot of things that can cause us to labor and be heavy laden with the things that are happening around us. You know, I have found in the last months, you can be heavy laden if you follow the happenings in our world around us and let it load you down. If we don't come to a place that we can take it to Christ and leave it there, we're going to become heavy laden. And it's going to cause us to lose this peace, this rest that he promised to be able to give us. Where the verse says, "Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord tries the heart." I was thinking for us, you know what? My thoughts seem to be so right. And I'm not talking about sinful thoughts. I'm talking about, you remember it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge how much I need God, and he will direct my path." So I look at this one, "Take my yoke upon you." There's a verse in song number 111, "God's way is best, heart cease thy struggling, to see and know and understand." You know, I can lose my peace trying to see and know and understand. Then it says, "Forsake thy fears and doubts, but trusting, submit thyself into his hand." There's a song number 202. You know, some of these songs are someone's testimony. They reached it. They attained it. This one says of this songwriter, "I have learned the wonder secret of abiding in the Lord. I have found the strength and sweetness of confiding in his word." And its second verse says, "I have ceased from all my struggling. 'Tis no longer I, but he." You know, when we sing those songs, maybe it's their testimony. Maybe it's my prayer. Maybe I say, "Lord, that is available. I see it if I want to be able to have the rest that you have for me." "I have ceased from all my struggling. 'Tis no longer I, but he." There are places where the scripture talks to us about being rooted and grounded in love. You know, that starts getting some roots down to where we're not easily shaken. And there's other verses that go right along with it, that we would be no more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Here comes something and I take off with it. But to be able to be solid in him, that we would not be soon shaken. There is a song that Sister Angela has written, "Lord, I lay my burdens at your feet." Want to be able to have rest? We're going to have to do more than just lay them there. We're going to have to leave them there. He invites us in this Matthew 11 and 28, "Labor and are heavy laden, I'm going to give you rest." You know, it wasn't just the burdens that she wrote in that song that I'll lay at your feet. It said, "I'll lay my failures at your feet." You know, Apostle Paul, he's the one that wrote, "I want to know him." And he also is the one that wrote, "Forgetting those things that are in the past and looking out to those things that are out ahead." You know, when he was on the road to Damascus and the light shone down on him, and the Lord saved him, he had already been committing some crimes against the saints. He had already had some of them put in jail and maybe some of them killed. You think that didn't, the devil couldn't use that as an avenue to come back to him? Now it's been forgiven, but it comes back again, especially maybe as he goes to those areas to minister again. And he came to a place forgetting those things that are behind. And you know what? I think it wasn't just for him, but it's for all of us. Sometimes there are some things that we need to be able to forget with the Lord's help. He didn't just forget, but he also said, in pressing toward those things that are out ahead for me, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ. So I got a picture in my mind of me yoking up with Christ. We don't ever see it hardly anymore, the old wooden yokes that were used. But you know, once you, I would read sometimes about them, that how you would tame a young one that didn't know anything about the yoke was to yoke it up with an older, strong ox that held the yoke and took the young one where he wanted to go. And now the call comes to us with Christ. Yoke up with me. And we sing a song, it's number 176. In your pathway have you found some cruel thorns. And it tells us Jesus knows about it. And we've yoked up with him. So how does that help me? You know, there can be times where somebody says, and every one of us will face it sometime, somebody says something or does something that is hurtful to me. And I am yoked up with Christ. You know how close Christ is when I'm yoked up to him? He's right here. He's close by. I can talk to him and he's there to hear. And so I tell him about it. And he responds. And he says, he looks over at me and he says, you know, the religious leaders back in my time said that I had a devil. And that's how I was able to cast out devils. Said, you know, it was the religious leaders that crucified me also. And I said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And now I would like to, for you to have the rest that I have. And here's how you do it. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. It's pretty easy for me to take a, you know, I don't even know what day he was born. But I do know the troubles that he faced. They were posted. And I do know his responses to them. You know, he could have had a lot to say to those when he was being tried, and said many times he said nothing at all. It tells me clearly that he came here not to be ministered to, but to minister and give his life for many. So when he tells me, yeah, Dan, I had that too. And I had a prayer for them before I left. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And it bled on down to where I want to know him. You know, Stephen must have got a hold to something. Because when he was being stoned, he had a prayer. Father, don't lay this sin to their charge. I would like for you to erase this. If this were the only thing to keep them from heaven, I'd like for you to erase it. And then I thought of another verse that maybe Christ would quote to me. It's found in Jeremiah. And maybe he would say, Dan, here's a verse. I want you to think about this. If thou hast run with a footman, and they have wearied thee. You know, we have, and I don't even like to read the book. We have a book of the Fox's Book of Martyrs. People who gave their life for this. And you know what we find out in the scriptures? It wasn't just Jesus that gave his life for it. Stephen gave his life and many others did also. So the verse comes to me, Jeremiah 12:5. If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, how are you going to contend with horses? You know, when I yoke up with Christ, what he's wanting to do is train me. He doesn't mind me telling him, Lord, I got this problem with somebody or something. You know, you can have business deals with people and be taken advantage of. And you know what? The Lord has some answers for that also. You know, I think what he would like for us to do, when you read the verse in Colossians 3 and 1 and 2, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above. You know, as I set my affections on things above more, you know what? The things of this earth start losing their value. We sang the song about it. The things of earth will grow strangely dim. Those things that were so valuable for me before, as I yoke up with Christ, they start falling into the right place. There is a verse over in Hebrews. Hebrews in the 12th chapter, part of it was read today. It says, we're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. You know, those are faithful people from Hebrews 11, but it didn't stop there. We could go through each of our lifetime and find faithful people that we could add to the list. A great cloud of witnesses, seeing them, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And it goes on down, consider, third verse, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And then it says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So when I say, Lord, I want to yoke up with you, and then I tell him about the problems that I face, he understands them, but he also says, I have helped some folks with greater things than that. I can help you with this. You know, Peter was ready to yoke up with Christ. I'm ready to go with you. Not just, I'll go with you to prison. But that's not as far as I'll go with you. I'll go with you all the way to death. You know, that was really his desire. That was his intention. But you remember the Lord said, Satan has desired to have you. He wants to sift you like wheat. But I'm praying for you. Well, there came another time where Peter has it now, and he's ready to follow the Lord. And Jesus tells him, follow me. As Peter started walking off, he did what is easy for me to do. And that is, he looked around and he saw somebody else. And he said, but what is this man going to do? What's his job? I know now what you want me to do, but what is his job? What did Jesus say to him? He says it to me today, to all of us. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. You know what? Because this Hebrews, or in the 11th chapter of Matthew, where it says you'll find rest to your soul, many of these things is how rest to our soul comes. To be able to not be distracted with the things that are happening around us, but to be able to be faithful to the Lord. Yoking up with Christ in the 6th chapter of John, there were many, many people ready to yoke up. Multitudes were ready to yoke up with Christ. Something had just happened. They had been fed. They saw the miracle of food being provided for them. And you remember, it even came to a point where Jesus realized, you know what? They want to take me by force to make me a king. And he started teaching them something that went farther than that. They can be a follower of Christ. They can take the yoke on. But here's some things that will be done. It says, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood. So to start looking at the things that he had to go through, and I think this maybe goes into more areas than just his death, but also the things that he suffered before he ever was put to death. You know, for Christ to realize who he was and yearn to show other people who he was, you know, have you seen me and you haven't seen the Father? His desire was that people, not just his disciples, but everyone, would be able to see the Father through him. And many rejected him. For us today, Scripture says, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Folks, my desire is to have no suffering. I would like for all days to be good. And that suffering is not just sickness. I don't want trouble to come into my life. But the scripture he's telling us, take my yoke upon you. In other words, I'm going to take you to the places where I have gone before. And I find he went through a lot of humiliation and accepted it. And I say, Lord, help me. Because you know what, in that chapter, it begins with everyone wanting to follow him. It ends with many walked away and followed him no more. It was not what they had expected. To the point that he went to his disciples and he said, will you also go away? I love their answer. To whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life. I want to yoke up with Christ. I want to be a follower of his. There's a song that we sing, I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace, I'll follow thee. So I'd like to look at the chapter in Philippians, the third chapter, where Paul is talking about this. Philippians 3 and 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You know, we have some songs that are testimonies of people. Here's one of them. A resurrection, you know, this resurrection is not just for after I die, but there's also a resurrection that can come about for me here. And this song says, a resurrection, I confess, it's taken place within my breast. I've been awakened from the dead, and now I live with Christ instead. And when I lay this body down to mold and crumble in the ground, my ransomed soul shall fly away to one long, bright, eternal day. From death to life, he lifted me. I am thankful that we can be resurrected from sin today. We can also expect a resurrection at the end of our life. You know, on top of that, that verse doesn't end just with the power of his resurrection. But it says, I also would like to know the fellowship of your sufferings. That's another subject, totally. But he was not only wanting to know the power of your resurrection, but I'd like to know more about your sufferings. And I'm yoked up with you. How's the best way for him to show me? We'll go through it together. But he wants to take me through it. I'd like for us to close with a song, number 138. You know, because I've got a desire to yoke up with Christ. It's easy to say, and then he takes me in the places where he went because I'm yoked up with him. I want to still be willing to follow him. This one says, I'll follow Jesus here. I'll never, never fear. Though Satan's tempting power assail, and though I'm tempted sore, I'm going to trust him evermore. For through his grace, I shall prevail. I'll follow him. You know, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we should still have a desire. Lord, here's my purpose. I want to follow you. I understand the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests. Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head. He doesn't give us any promises except where he says, take up your cross and follow me. But you know what? I'll be able to follow him all the way and make heaven my home in the end. I want to know him better. So today, it really doesn't matter if I can ever figure out what day he was born on, because he did not find it to be important for us to be able to know. You know, it's not that he was not interested in dates. There were dates in the Bible that told exactly the day and the hour that something would happen. You know, when the death angel was going to come, and he said, at this time you slay the lamb, at this day you put the lamb up, at this day you slay the lamb. It's not that he wasn't interested in figures. Somehow about Jesus' birth, he didn't see that that was the important thing for us to follow after for some reason. But I tell you, he gave us some good example. In those 3 years, he packed in a lot of things for me to be able to yoke up with him and understand that to go with him, I'm going to go through some things. But I want to be faithful, because I tell you, he also gave us a little bit about heaven. He didn't leave that out with nothing. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If you'll yoke up with me and you go with me through this life, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm thankful that he saw fit to put that in the Bible for us. I'm thankful that over in Revelation, John got a picture. You know, because we're hearing about the devil being in heaven. Well, you know, my expectation was to leave this place and go to a place where sin has never been. And when I check with some people that believe in that and say, can you tell me for sure that it's not still happening? I believe in a God that knows everything. We all say he does. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. Is that only about the things down here on earth? No, I believe he watches over it there. And he gives us all a little assurance over in Revelations. He said, there'll be no crying, there'll be no sorrow, there'll be no pain, there'll be no trouble. I want to make it. I want to yoke up with Christ. I want to be able to learn of him, because he also promises rest. And you know, rest is pretty valuable and hard to come by these days. And it says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. I believe that's available for us in 2022 as it winds down. And none of us have a promise of what 2023 is going to be like. Jesus said, my peace I'll leave with you. I'll give it to you, not as the world giveth. You know what? He didn't put a date on that one. It'll go through 100 years, 1,000 years, and then it quits. No, he'll go with us all the way, and I'm thankful for that. Let's be faithful to the Lord. I want to say, Lord, I want to know you better. And I'm not interested in the things that you chose for me not to find out about. I want to know those things that you have given me clearly to help me to walk closer to you. I desire your prayers.